Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3392BN. Today's date is July 1st, 2024, and the title of the episode is Supreme Court Immunity Ruling, Trump Got What He Needed, Not What You Think, Got Popcorn. Let's talk about tax relief. Do you owe back taxes? Pandemic relief is now over. Along with hiring thousands of new agents and field officers, the IRS has kicked off 2024 by sending over 5 million pay-up letters to those who have unfiled tax returns or balances owed. Don't waive your rights and speak with them on your own. They're not your friends. Tax Network USA, a trusted tax relief firm, has saved over $1 billion in back taxes for their clients, and they can help you secure the best deal possible. Whether you owe $10,000 or $10 million, they can help. You, whether it's business or personal taxes, even if you have the means to pay or you're on a fixed income, they can help finally resolve your tax burdens once and for all. Call them at 1-800-245-6000 for a private free consultation or visit tnusa.com/x22 or click the link in the description. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are now panicking like we've never seen before. Remember, they need to get rid of Trump any way they possibly can. They tried everything since 2016, and now they're running out of ammunition, which means they're going to take things to the next level. Think about what happened today. The Supreme Court, they came out with a ruling with immunity. Now, it's a lot better than we could ever imagine. A lot of people don't see this, but Trump, he was asking for absolute immunity. What did the Supreme Court do? The Supreme Court actually ruled that for official business following the Constitution, the president is immune. And then there's preemptive immunity, and unofficial acts are not immune. So think about what Trump just got today. He got what he needed to go after these individuals. Because think about it. Do you really think Obama sending pallets of cash to Iran was part of his official business? Do you really think using private emails to discuss treason and uranium deals, you think that was part of official business? Do you think bringing in all these illegals without vetting them, actually just flying them in here, do you think that's part of official business and following the Constitution? No, it's not. So think about what Trump got today. He got the ability to go after all these individuals today, and he is going to go after them. This is why they're panicking like we've never seen before. And yes, they're going to push everything that they have at Trump right now. Because what's happening? Trump, I do believe, is bringing the individuals who he wants into focus. I do believe that's going to be Hillary and the Obamas. Again, they're going to be in focus. People are going to see the crimes that they have committed. Information's going to be brought out into the open. And you're going to see other information come in. I do believe we're going to see multiple movies playing at once. And I do believe that's why Scavino put out a post with popcorn, because now, since Trump got what he needed, the gloves are off, the curtain is pulled back, it's time to bring these people out from the shadows into the light. Now, this doesn't mean they're all going to be arrested and rounded up today. What this means is the public is going to learn certain things about these individuals, information that they never knew of. Now, those people that are awake, those people that have been following a lot of this stuff, you already know a lot of this. But I do believe it's going to come to a surprise, and a lot of D's and a lot of Republicans that, you know, who just watch Fox News and the rest, they're going to be absolutely shocked of what these individuals have done. And add on top of that, we just got the information and the court records for Epstein. Remember, they were a secret for 16 years. DeSantis said, you know something? We're going to unseal these. Now, let's put this into perspective. Assange, he is free. Now we're going to get information from Assange about the DNC, about Hillary Clinton, her email server, and many other things. Now we're going to see the Epstein court documents. And this is going to be pretty darn bad. I do believe the Black Book is coming very, very soon. We also know that Joe Biden had shell companies. Joe Biden was working with foreign governments. And now we have the Supreme Court ruling, which allows Trump, the DOJ, when he's back in office, to go after these individuals. But now this declassified information can be brought out into the open, and the information war can continue against those individuals that are coming to focus. And why are these people coming into focus? Because Biden, he is being forced out. And yes, they're trying to get him to step down. They're trying to force him out. And you could see that the Biden family is pushing back. And I do believe in the end, they're going to use the 25th Amendment, which means there are other players that are coming into focus. And those individuals will most likely be the Obamas and Hillary Clinton. And it's the perfect time now to actually bring information out against them. So when you start to look at what is going on, people see these individuals destroying the country. You see the open borders. You see war building. Now you have the Epstein documentation. Assange has been set free. And now the immunity is gone for unofficial acts or preemptive acts. And what does that mean? Well, remember when they spied on Trump? Was that an official act? No, it wasn't. So Trump now has everything that he needs to build the case against these individuals. And remember, we are in the awakening phase, the exposure phase. Justice phase is not coming until Trump is elected. So if anyone is expecting arrests, trials, and things like that right now, it is not happening. So right now, people are going to learn a lot right before the election. Remember, they attacked him over and over and over. They attacked a presidential candidate. Is anyone going to make a big stink if this information comes out against those people that are now running to be president? No. The only people that are going to make a big stink about it are going to be the D's and the deep state players. But everyone's going to look at this and go, well, they did it to Trump. So everyone now could be attacked, right? They already set the precedent. So now we're going to see all these movies playing at once. Spygate. We're going to see Uranium One email scandal, the pedo angle. All of it is going to be playing all at once. And is this the Trump card? Or does he have one other hand to play? I do believe he has one other hand to play. And I do believe as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, we're going to see that played. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what's happening with the corrupt installed individuals. Because remember out in Oakland, California, when we had that mayor that her house was raided, the mayor Sheng Tao? Well, what's very interesting is this case now is now coming out into the open on how they were laundering money, how they were spending money on certain candidates, and how this was funded by a sex trafficking drug ring. So this is very, very interesting. Charlie Ngo, an alleged straw donor on behalf of the Duong family, made large deposits just before or after writing his checks for campaign contributions. Despite his bank account showing insufficient funds, he made significant donations to multiple candidates. According to the FPPC's filing, Ngo did not have enough money in his bank account to make the contributions he made. For example, he gave $700 to friends of Desley Brooks, even though he only had $49.58 in his bank account, $700 to re-elect Oakland Councilman Larry Reed in 2016, despite having only $2.40 in his name, and donated $800 again to Brooks, the former Oakland Councilwoman in 2018, despite having $5.32 in his account. Each time he made a large deposit, just before or after writing his check, city investigators said in court records, he is also listed in campaign documents as giving $700 to Oakland Councilmember Rebecca Kaplan in 2016, $700 to Oakland Council's candidate Viola Gonzalez in 2016, $600 to San Jose Councilmember Tam Nyan in 2017, and $250 to campaign Milipatadas Councilmember Anthony Phan in 2016. In all, Mayor Tao, then a councilmember, received $2,400. So this shows you that they were running this gigantic scam and they were funding these people. Unbelievable. Anyone really surprised? I don't think so. I think everyone knows that there's a lot of money laundering going on, and the D's, they've been cheating for a very long time. And I do believe we're going to find out a lot more about these individuals. And this is not just happening in California. It's happening around the country. the system is corrupt to the nth degree. And this is why it has to be exposed, and this is why everyone needs to see it. And I do believe a lot of people now are seeing it. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see the deep state players, the Biden administration, Kamala Harris, they're continually using these debunked messages. Like, you know, Trump said, very fine people. Trump said he would ban abortion. They're still using these things that no one believes in anymore. Remember, Trump was just at the debate. They asked him the question, are you going to ban abortion? He said, no, we should have abortion in certain areas. But again, it's up to the states. It's not up to me. Trump did an incredible and smart move by taking the abortion argument and bringing it down the states, because it removes it from the federal level, removes it from the president. And no matter what questions you ask, all you got to do is say, yes, I agree there should be abortion if somebody got raped or something like that. But again, it's up to the states to decide, not the president. And Kamala Harris, she put this out and said, Trump would ban abortion nationwide. Joe Biden and I will do everything in our power to stop him and restore women's reproductive freedom. Now, what's very interesting is that Community Notes on X responded and said, Trump has repeatedly said he will not sign a national abortion ban. Elon Musk responded to this and said, when will politicians, or at least the intern who runs their account, learn that lying on the platform doesn't work anymore? And it doesn't work anymore. You see, when they were in control of the social media platforms and they lied, the fact checkers would come in and say, yes, this fact is true, even though it was a lie. They would spin it. But now people see the truth. Now people are saying, no, no, no. Listen to what Trump said. Here's the full recording. This is what he said. And now it's being debunked in a matter of seconds. And again, there are too many platforms right now that are telling the truth. So no matter what the fake news does, no matter what they put on YouTube, no matter what they put on Instagram or Facebook, TikTok, people then take it from the other social media platforms. They use it on the media platforms. Yes, eventually it will be censored, but a couple people will see it. And then all of a sudden, people start to realize, hey, by the way, this is fake. And this has been happening quite often now. And this is how we counter their argument every step of the way. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know the deep state players are going to be using the illegals to try to cheat in the elections. In the end, I believe this is going to fail. I do believe, as Stephen Miller once said, there are two rules on the book, very old laws that say that the states then can confirm that these people actual citizens of the United States. They can go to DHS. DHS must respond and must show proof. And I do believe a lot of states can do this. Now, again, this is going to be a lot of red states. I don't think the blue states are going to care that much. And this is why Biden is continually bringing in more and more illegals. Right now, DHS, they're offering temporary amnesty to more than 300,000 Haitians. It's very interesting that we're dealing with Haiti right now, because what's coming out? Everything about Epstein. Where did they get their children? Haiti? That's very interesting. But what we've learned today is very, very interesting. Melissa Hallman put this out and said, a Palm Beach County judge has released the grand jury records in 2008, Jeffrey Epstein's criminal case. The records contain nearly 200 pages, including the testimony of at least one girl who was molested by Epstein, a New York financier who abused hundreds of underage girls at his Palm Beach mansion for decades. Epstein managed to evade serious charges in part because the Palm Beach prosecutor at the time, Barry Krischer, elected to charge him with minor prostitution charges rather than bringing a felony sexual assault case. The records have remained under seal for 16 years. Earlier this year, DeSantis signed an order to release the files by July 1st. So DeSantis has no fear that he's involved with Epstein. Trump has no fear that he's involved with Epstein. But what this is going to show you is that everything that they sealed up is going to show that others were involved. Now, again, this is the beginning of the narrative. Remember, people think that, oh, he was running a prostitution ring with girls that were of age. But what we've come to find out is that Epstein raped teenage girls 2 years before cutting the deal. So the transcripts show that the grand jury heard testimony that Epstein, who was then in his 40s, had raped teenage girls as young as 14 at his Palm Beach mansion. The teenagers testified and told detectives they were also paid to find more girls. This is the beginning stage of bringing this narrative out into the open, because again, if you're leading up to the Black Book, people must understand that these weren't women who were of age and they were running a prostitution ring. These are girls who were underage and they were running a pedophile ring. And there were people from Hollywood, there were CEOs and many corrupt politicians that were involved in Epstein and on Epstein's island. Clinton was one of them. Now, again, people need to understand what this island was all about, what Epstein was all about. Yes, people might think, oh, yes, I know that he had a prostitution ring. Yeah, I heard that in the news. But they didn't realize that he was raping girls that were 14. Now, wait until they bring in the boy angle. Wait until you find out who was there. But that reminds me of post 4565. This is July 2nd, 2020. Possible Epstein was a puppet, not the main person of interest. Financed by who or what foreign entities? Number one, primary, gather blackmail on elected politicians, dignitaries, royalty, Hollywood influencers, Wall Street, and other financial top-level players. Other high-profile industry-specific people. Number two, feed an addiction, controllable. Maxwell family background, Mossad. Robert Maxwell history, Intel agency wealth, class 1 through 99. Sometimes it's the people in the background that are of greater significance. Yes, he was the front man. But again, who are the people in the background? Who are running this? And I do believe we're going to find out. And people are going to be absolutely shocked, because remember, those people that are in Congress, those people that are in Hollywood, those people that are defending Biden, Obama, Hillary Clinton, and the rest, that are screaming on the top of their lungs, you think they were at Epstein Island? You think they're blackmailed? You think they have something over them? Yes. Why are they screaming and yelling? Because they don't want this to get out. Once this gets out, their entire life is ruined. Once people know that these individuals were raping young girls, young boys, and they're pedophiles, and they were doing this underground on an island, and there were cameras there, and people start to see what they were doing, and they start to see famous people, corrupt politicians, CEOs. Why do you think they're all against Trump getting into office? This is their biggest fear. And it's much, much larger than people think. But again, you need to bring the people into the fold. You need the people to understand what Epstein was all about, what Epstein Island was all about. Think about it. When the FBI was about to raid Epstein Island, why did they bring in cement trucks to fill up the tunnels on Epstein Island? Think about that for a second. What are they trying to hide? You think Trump or the Patriots, you think they have it all? Absolutely. And think about Epstein, think about what you're hearing now, and think about the World Economic Forum. Because now Klaus Schwab is now under investigation because former staffers accuse him of sexual harassment. Anyone starting to see a pattern here? I'm starting to see a pattern. So one of Schwab's misdeeds allegedly involves targeting employees aged over 50 for dismissal to lower the average age of the workforce. When his HR chief, Paolo Gallo, refused to comply with his directive without valid performance-related reasons, Schwab fired him. Back in 2017, Schwab reportedly dismissed a young woman leading a startup initiative after she informed him she was pregnant. He expressed displeasure that she wouldn't be able to work at the same pace and subsequently let her go after a brief trial period. Many other female staffers also reported being pushed out or facing career setbacks after becoming pregnant or returning from maternity leave. Meanwhile, other female staffers said they were victims of sexual harassment, with incidents involving suggestive comments and inappropriate behavior by senior managers, some of whom remain at the forum. I do believe this goes a lot further than this, and I do believe people are going to start to find out a lot more of what's been going on with the World Economic Forum, because remember, all these individuals, They all have the same thing in common. And I wouldn't be surprised if you see some of these individuals from the World Economic Forum probably show up in that little black book. And people are going to start to realize, well, wait a minute. Look at all these names. Look where all these people have gone. Look what they've been doing. And once the tapes come out, once the information comes out, this is game over. Now, think about everything that's happening. Think about Assange. Think about what the Supreme Court ruling now is on immunity, because now that points to Obama, Hillary Clinton, the spying, Uranium One, everything, all the treasonous things they've done with private emails, selling secrets to China. These are not official acts. Take what happened on Epstein, add that to what Assange is saying, all the information that's coming out about their treasonous acts, people are going to see that, wow, this criminal syndicate, it's a lot worse than I ever thought. It's not that he just spied on Trump. This is absolutely unbelievably awful. These people are truly, truly evil. And once you start to put all this together, this is like the perfect storm, and it's coming together right now. Every day that passes, more information is being brought in and the pieces are being put together so people understand and see the criminal syndicate. And it's going to become very, very clear that this is a lot worse than people think. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, remember that coup that was happening out in Bolivia? It is now being reported that the president, who is not that popular, decided to maybe stage his own coup to try to boost his popularity. Now, that is very interesting. And the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that Macron, he is in trouble. Right now, Le Pen, she has won the first round. And we know, moving forward, there's going to be additional rounds. I believe the second one's coming up on July 7th. So when she won the first round, what did the left do? What did Antifa and the left, actually, if you look out in France, they look exactly the same as they do here. They have the same outfits, the same masks, the same everything. Well, they decided to riot. They started to smash things up. So actually, this is a preview of what is going to happen here during our elections. Because again, they have Antifa, illegals, and many others out there destroying things because Macron is losing power. But I do believe in this country, in the United States, they're going to do it a little differently. I do believe they're building the narrative to make it look like Trump supporters are actually upset and pissed off. Because remember, the deep state wants to stay in control. The deep state most likely will try not to certify. They'll push back on that. They'll try to delay the elections. They will try to cheat. They will try to do all these things. And they're hoping that they can get the Trump supporters very, very angry. And to kick it off, they will have the neo-Nazis that are controlled by the deep state players, the Patriot Front Group, which is controlled by the deep state players and everyone else that they recruited. They're going to try to have them out on the streets dressed up as Trump supporters, and they want a civil war. So they will have the other side, Antifa, and the illegals rioting because Trump won. You'll have the Trump supporters, which was the fake Trump supporters out there, pissed off and angry because they won't certify the election. And they're going to try to start some type of civil war. Now, again, the true Trump supporters and the true American people, they will not be out on the street, but they will do everything they possibly can to actually kick this off. And yes, Macron, he's going to try to do whatever he possibly can to stay in power in France. And we'll have to see how this goes on July 7th. This will be very, very interesting. And remember, the deep state players, they are losing power all over the world. In France, soon in the UK, in the Netherlands, and many other areas. Which means, as they lose power, what are they going to do? Well, what they always do. They try to cover up all their crimes. They try to distract everyone and have them look at something else. And then hopefully, when all said and done, nobody remembers. I mean, just go back to 9/11. The day before, Rumsfeld was out there trying to explain the billions of dollars that were missing, and all of a sudden, we had the World Trade Center come down. Again, that's not the only agenda, but you could see how the distraction works. Has anyone ever brought that up since? No, absolutely not. So what you see happening now out in Ukraine, out in the Middle East, out in Taiwan, you could see they're trying to build war. That is their main focus right now. Douglas McGregor put this out and said, Russia drops major accusation, says Ukraine and outside foreigners are supplying chemical and radioactive weapons capable of making a dirty nuclear bomb that will be used for a false flag operation. Now, that's very interesting. Where are they getting this radioactive material? Was this from Hillary Clinton? Was this from Obama? Is this uranium one that was meant to go to North Korea, to Iran? Do they have some of it? Will the isotopes be traced back here to the United States? But again, you could see they're trying to start a nuclear war. So what do we see right now? Well, United States military bases in Italy, Germany, Bulgaria, Romania, they've been put on high alert with a potential terrorist-related threat event that is imminent. So right now, the bases, they're on high alert. They're expecting something to happen. OSINT Defender put this out and said, members of the U.S. military and their families at several bases in Europe have reportedly been told that wearing their service uniform in public is no longer authorized and that nothing should be worn that could identify you as an American service member or dependent. So you could see this is now all building across the globe. And if there is an attack, if there is something that happens, you could see how they're trying to kick off the war. And they're going to try very, very hard. So think about all the things that are happening right now. They need to start the war, which they're starting right now. This will then lead into a cyber attack. This will then lead into the delay of the election. This will then lead into probably the military guarding the elections as we go to paper ballots. Trump will then win the elections. The deep state players, they don't want to certify, even though Trump took that ability to send the results back to the legislators. They will try to hold out as best they possibly can. If they have control of Congress, if they don't have control of Congress, they will push chaos and they will push it very, very hard. Think about what the Supreme Court ruled in regards to January 6th. Remember, the Supreme Court ruled that they were wrongly convicted under the law that criminalized the obstruction of an official proceeding. Now we have the fake news out there saying, well, since the Supreme Court ruled like this and the MAGA supporters see that they are not held accountable for any of this, it means that they will do this again during the elections. They're already building the narrative and trying to convince everyone that this is going to happen. Let me just read a portion here from Raw Story. Every time Trump or surrogates calls for a rally to intimidate public officials, conspiracy theories fly around MAGA social media claiming it's a setup by the FBI and or Antifa. However much anyone believes this, it's obvious in what they're doing, creating a face-saving excuse not to risk prison. No matter how much Trump may laud the January 6th insurrectionists, their fate has lingered as a warning to the rest of MAGA about what's coming if they commit more violence in Trump's name. So they're already building this idea that because of what the Supreme Court ruled, the Trump supporters will be out in the streets because they realize that they're not going to be held accountable for their actions. So they're trying to build this narrative up as we get closer and closer to the election, because again, what are they going to do to the elections? They're going to try to delay it, number one. They're going to try to not certify the elections, and they're going to try to make it look like Trump supporters are very, very angry. Now, again, will this work? Absolutely not. Think about what we've known going back a long time ago. We know that the groups like Antifa, the illegals, and the FBI and the rest of the deep state players, they are the ones who are going to be on the street, which is going to make it a lot easier for the military. Because remember, this is no longer invasion when this happens. This is now an attack on the U.S. from the inside. And now, since we are at war, since the country has been attacked, probably with a cyber attack, maybe with a physical attack, these individuals, they could be rounded up very, very easily. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we know that Biden now, since the debates, there's the fake news. They got their talking points at 4 a.m. They've been told, listen, now it's time to start the narrative to get rid of Biden. And we're going to try to force him out any way we possibly can. While Obama pretends that he's on Biden's side in the background, he is working to remove him. And I do believe Biden, like we said many, many times before, he's very, very stubborn. He doesn't want to leave. Jill Biden is controlling that part of it. A lot of other individuals that are around him are also controlling that. And you could see this is going to be a fight to the very, very end. And I do believe in the end, most likely Biden will become the nominee and Obama and team, they will push the 25th Amendment. They will tell those in the Democratic Party it is now okay to use the 25th Amendment. And how are we going to do this? Well, let's talk about our health. It turns out the key to losing weight and keeping it off is not carbs or fat or even probiotic-rich foods. No, the end game of having healthy weight as well as more energy and long, healthy life comes down to a specific switch you can flip in your body to flush out unnecessary calories. Dr. Stephen Gundry is calling this caloric bypass. And by activating this specific process in your body, he has seen thousands, yes, thousands of people dramatically improve their health, even at age 50 and beyond. This includes losing weight, getting tons more energy, and returning to the good health they had in their youth once they simply addressed this one key to better health. Not only that, this is actually associated with improved digestion, strong feeling joints and muscles, smoother skin, and healthier lives, meaning it could be the key to a happy life. Dr. Stephen Gundry has lost 70 pounds himself using his research and has kept the weight off for over 20 years and counting. His digestive issues are gone, his health is fantastic, and he feels younger and healthier today than he did in his 40s. His video has been watched by over 20 million people to date, and you can watch and learn about it at thehealthyfat.com/X22. It's linked at the bottom of the video, but he'll teach you exactly how he has kept his weight off for free at thehealthyfat.com/X22. So just click on the link in the description below the video. They want the Republicans, they want the D's to force Merrick Garland to hand over the audio tapes, because once that comes out, that's the insurance policy that Obama has been saving. And that will be used against Biden to remove him. That will seal the deal. Now, before we get to Biden, what's very interesting is that Nancy Pelosi, she was out there on CNN trying to defend Biden's cognitive ability. And it looks like she had a little problem herself. And it looks like her drinking and everything else is not helping her out here. And she kind of froze up a little bit, too. Dan Scavino said on X, she's next, and she is next. And then Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said the following: crazy Nancy Pelosi, who the other day was exposed by her daughter, a filmmaker, as being fully responsible for the lack of security on January 6th, is, in my opinion, more cognitively impaired than Crooked Joe Biden. I just watched her do an interview, and she was way off. Additionally, she is suffering from Trump derangement syndrome, sometimes referred to as TDS, and her case is terminal. She is a sick puppy and always has been. And I do believe what Trump is saying and what Scavino is saying is not just her cognitive ability, but I do believe the truth is going to come out about Nancy Pelosi, about how she was part of the entire insurrection against Trump. I do believe you're going to see texts, you're going to see emails, and it's all going to backfire on Nancy Pelosi, just like it backfired on Biden right now. The world now sees that Biden is a criminal. He ran a criminal syndicate, and he can no longer function in the role that he is in right now. Trump, he put this out and said, only three things could have been the reason that Crooked Joe Biden, the worst president in the history of the United States, failed so badly at the debate on Thursday night. They were: Trump was really great, in all fairness, and I say in complete and total modesty, many on both sides of the political spectrum have said it was the greatest single debate performance in the long and storied history of presidential debates. Thank you. Number two, Crooked Joe choked like a dog. Number three, Joe is a cognitive mess. It could be combinations of all three, but ask yourself this question. As a proud citizen of the United States of America, which no longer means a thing to many, as millions of people flow into our country totally unchecked and unvetted, would you rather have a president who is a choker or a president who is a cognitive mess? Also, did my debate performance play a role in Joel's total disembowelment before the world? Our fake historians over at CNN and MSNBC would like to know. And yes, Biden is in trouble right now. I do believe he's going to be the nominee. And it looks like senior Democrats, they're working on how to give Joe Biden a dignified exit. They're trying to convince him, listen, you're having some troubles. We got your back. Don't worry about it. We're good. You just bow out and we'll make something up. And maybe, you know, we'll pardon your son. We'll do other things. We'll allow you to do that. But you need to step down. Now, again, it doesn't look like he's going to do this. Kaneko the Great put this out and said, the New York Times reports that a group of Silicon Valley mega donors, including Ron Conway and Lauren Powell Jobs, attempted to reach Jill Biden so she could persuade her husband not to run. David Sachs responded to this and said, I respect Reid Hoffman more for sticking by the president than these other tech poobahs for shivving up him in the back. You knew his condition long ago and made a calculated decision to ignore it because you thought it was in your interest. You made your bed, now sleep in it. Now, again, all these individuals, they knew what was going on with Biden. They told the fake news to hide it, spin the stories the best you possibly can, and everyone pretended that nothing was wrong. They did this on purpose. And they did it for a specific reason, because they knew eventually what was going to happen is they were going to need to get rid of Biden, but they needed him to stay in play long enough for him to be the nominee. And I do believe what Obama has done since that LA fundraiser, where he dragged him off the stage, he started everything in motion and then forced Biden to have the debate, forced the aides, certain individuals, because remember, Obama's running the show, and convinced them that, hey, you can show Trump up here. You're going to show him that you can debate him. And Obama fully knew that he would completely implode on himself. And this would start the narrative that they need. And they knew that Biden most likely would not drop out. Biden would fight to the very end. He would become the nominee. And at that point, they would have to remove him with the 25th Amendment. And what's very interesting is that Jill Biden, it looks like she is again on the cover of Vogue. And by the way, Melania has never been on the cover of Vogue. How many languages does she speak? I mean, she was a model, a supermodel. She's never been on Vogue. And Michelle Obama has been on Vogue. Do you know Jill Biden has been on Vogue more times than Michelle Obama or Big Mike? And Melania has never been on the cover? Does that make any sense? Well, now you could see the deep state. It's very, very clear. But when you look at this and you look at the article in Vogue, it shows that Jill Biden is actually running the show here. And Wokeness put this out and said, in 1919, President Woodrow Wilson was incapacitated by a stroke. Immediately thereafter, his wife Edith took control. Edith made decisions on his behalf and controlled access to her husband, thus effectively turning herself into de facto president without anyone realizing the entire episode was covered up. Does this sound familiar? Absolutely. And you can see the same thing is happening right now. There is absolutely no difference. Well, there is a little bit of a difference because Obama was actually calling the shots. Jill is just telling Joe, stay in. Don't, you know, give this up. She loves the power. She loves what the White House has to offer. And on NBC, it says Biden family urges him to keep fighting as donors look for alternatives. I do believe they will stay in long enough for Biden to become the nominee. And then basically what's going to happen is they will then remove him with the 25th Amendment. And I do believe at that point, Obama and team will give Merrick Garland the permission to finally release the audio tapes. Now, it's not going to just come out that Merrick Garland goes, all right, here you go, here are the audio tapes. They're going to want the Republicans, the D's, to fight over this. And it's going to look like he was forced to hand it over. Because remember, optics are very, very important. Remember, Obama needs to take the side that, hey, I'm not making any decisions here. I'm all for Biden. He had a bad, you know, debate night. I'm not forcing anyone in. There's nothing I'm doing. But behind the scenes, he's orchestrating it all. Now, what's very interesting is we could see the Democrats and the fake news and everyone else, they have launched a new program to save Biden, where they're going to try to stop the swap. Out on Bloomberg, it says Democrats weigh early Biden nomination to squash talk of swap. So they don't want to swap him out yet, and I don't believe they're going to. I do believe he will make it to the nominee. He will be the nominee for the Democratic Party, and this is when they're going to go all out. Again, what they need to do is they need to build it up. Remember, the people are going to demand that he be removed. And from now until he is the nominee, the people are going to see more and more how Biden can't function. And the people are going to say, hey, we need somebody else. Who do we got? Does anyone have anyone? Remember, Obama wants the people to beg for it. Obama is going to present them with the person. Because again, they want these people in limbo. They want these people desperate. They want these people looking for a savior, someone who's going to save them. And I do believe that person's going to be Michelle Obama, along with Hillary Clinton. Kanako the Great put this out and said, new CBS poll, 72% of registered voters say Joe Biden lacks the mental and cognitive health to serve as president. 45% of Democrats say he shouldn't remain the nominee. Now, again, they need to build this number up because right now only 45%. Some polls say 49%. They need this number to get to 60, 65%. And I do believe from now, the beginning of July to probably August, around that time frame, this is what they're going to push. And they're going to show that Biden is breaking down. Now, very interestingly, we mentioned this yesterday, but it looks like Tucker Carlson is actually confirming all this about Obama. And this is what he put out on X. From an unusually good source, Obama's tweet supporting Joe Biden was disingenuous. In private, Obama is telling people Biden can't win, and he's therefore in favor of an open convention. Obama will not say whom he supports. That's very interesting. Nor, as of yesterday afternoon, had he met personally with Biden to deliver the message. Relations between the Obamas and the Bidens have never been warm. At times, they've been hostile. But recently, they've deteriorated further, mostly due to Jill Biden. In the hours and days after the debate, she kept her husband cloistered away from anyone who might convince him to drop out. Jill Biden is the driving force behind her husband's reelection campaign, just as she was in 2020, when other members of the family, including Biden's sister Val, considered him to be too impaired to run. The next generation of potential Democratic candidates understands all this as an opportunity, and they're circling, particularly Gretchen Whitmer, who is promoting herself aggressively. Now, I do believe that they're trying to get on the ballot and all that stuff, but that's not what's going to happen. I don't believe they're going to take the time with all the states and everything else. I do believe Obama's plan is to actually get Biden out with the 25th Amendment once he's the nominee. That will be a lot easier to then to bring to someone else in without the ballots, without the states, without everything else. And I do believe the reason why they want this is because once they take him out with the 25th Amendment, Kamala Harris is going to be the acting president, the first acting black president. And Kamala is then the front person, even though her poll numbers are really, really bad, worse than Biden. She's going to be the individual that's running for president. Now, do you think the Democratic Party is going to want someone like this? Absolutely not. But the question is, how do they replace her? It's going to be very, very difficult because, again, you can't bring in Hillary and replace her with a white woman. You can't bring in Newsom and replace her with a white man. You can't bring in Gretchen Whitmer, who is white, and replace her. It doesn't work. You need an even swap. Plus, you need someone young because, again, Kamala Harris allegedly can reach the young people, the young black voters. You need someone young to fill her position and someone with a much, much better track record. That's why I do believe it's most likely Michelle Obama. And what's very interesting is Donna Brazile, the former interim Democratic National Committee chair, issued a blunt warning to Democrats thinking about passing over Kamala Harris as a replacement for Joe Biden should he withdraw from the Democrat presidential nomination. She said, how the F are you going to put all these white people ahead of Kamala? And there it is. So let's think about this for a second. Just the other day, the articles have come out explaining how Michelle Obama didn't campaign for the Biden family, didn't campaign for Joe Biden, how Michelle is on the outs with the Biden family. She doesn't really like the Bidens because she doesn't like the way the Bidens are treating Hunter Biden's ex-wife. And they are now separating Michelle from the Bidens. This is being done on purpose. Why would that article come out? It makes no sense whatsoever. Unless they needed to start the narrative. And I do believe that's exactly what they're doing. And once again, you could see Obama wants the GOP to fight for the Garland audio tapes. Garland will only give them up when the time is right, when Obama says it's time. But he's not going to say, hey, by the way, Obama told me. It's going to look like the GOP got them because that's how they want it to be shown to the people of this country. Optics are very, very important. So the House Judiciary GOP, they are now suing Garland for the audio tapes of Robert Hur's interview of Biden. So once again, we could see what is happening right now. Now, let's take what we've known about Biden and how they're going to swap him out. Think about what's happening with Epstein, with Assange, and now we bring in immunity. Because remember, what is this all about? This is all about showing the people, the criminal syndicate, showing those individuals that have been treasonous. This is about the 2024 election. This is about taking back the country. This is about the people fighting for their freedom. This is about taking it all back and putting these people in jail. But the only way we can do that is you got to show the people the criminal syndicate. You got to show who they are, what they've done. And this is why Trump needed the Supreme Court to rule in a way. Now, I have to say, it's a lot better the way the Supreme Court ruled than what I was saying. I thought they were going to say that Trump doesn't have immunity, and later on he would use that against them, and then he would get immunity, so he can't be touched later on. Instead, the Supreme Court, they broke it down. And now it's even better because now Trump is protected. I never thought he was going to be harmed anyhow, but he's protected. And now he has the ability to go after them. Now, AOC is pretty darn pissed. And AOC now is threatening to impeach all six conservative Supreme Court justices after the Trump immunity ruling. So she's going crazy over this because she knows what this means. Elon Musk said AOC is losing it, and she is losing it. But you could see, since this ruling came out, the left is going absolutely crazy. Coming out of the Hill, it says, Biden deputy campaign manager after Trump immunity ruling, I'm scared as shit. So they're nervous and afraid, and they are now projecting what they actually want to do to Trump. Charlie Kirk put this out and said, libs are in full meltdown mode, some openly calling for the assassination of Trump. Totally normal, stable people who should control the education of your kids, your businesses, the border, and two foreign wars. So you could see that Aaron Rupar put this out and said, so if Joe Biden declared today that November's election is canceled and ordered the military to keep him in power, would that be an official act? Bradley Moss said the Supreme Court just gave Biden unequivocal immunity to order the military to take action against Trump right now. And this goes on and on and on. Even Adam Schiff was out there saying, yeah, we need to do something. So think about that, what they've been saying. That since the president for official acts has immunity. But again, it has to do with the Constitution. When you're doing something official, it has to abide by what the Constitution says. Droning or assassinating a political opponent is not abiding by the Constitution. And that is not an official act of the presidency. They're absolutely ridiculous. Julie Kelly put this out and is pointing to Justice Sotomayor. And she put this out, and this is coming from Justice Sotomayor. The court effectively creates a law-free zone around the president, upsetting the status quo that existed since the founding. This new official act's immunity now lies about like a loaded weapon for any president that wishes to place his own interests, his own political survival, or his own financial gain above the interests of the nation. Immunity. This is what she wrote. Julie Kelly responded and said, it is impossible to overstate how effing stupid Sonia Sotomayor is. The real question is, did she cry after she wrote this? I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous. Then Sean Davis put this out and said, SCOTUS, you can't just throw your rival in prison because you don't like him. Democrats, so you're saying we can drop bombs on him? SCOTUS, you really can't even charge your rival with a crime because his presidency made you mad. Democrats, got it. So we can incinerate his house with him in it. SCOTUS, the Constitution protects officials from being terrorized with lawfare for official actions they undertook while in office. Democrats, makes sense. So we can officially assassinate everyone we don't like. SCOTUS, prosecuting a politician because you don't like his politics would destroy our country, and we're not going to allow it. Democrats, roger that. So what you're saying is we're officially allowed to eliminate Trump and the Supreme Court as long as we like say it's official and stuff? I mean, these people are absolutely ridiculous. So let's break this down. Let's break down what the Supreme Court said. In a detailed opinion, Chief Justice Roberts, writing for the majority, emphasized the necessity of protecting the president's ability to execute the duties of the office without undue caution or fear of future prosecution. The court held that under the Constitution, a president must have some level of immunity to ensure the effective functioning of the executive branch. It is these enduring principles that guide our decision in this case. The president enjoys no immunity for his unofficial acts, and not everything the president does is official. The president is not above the law, but Congress may not criminalize the president's conduct in carrying out the responsibilities of the executive branch under the Constitution. So, absolute immunity for core constitutional powers. The court reaffirmed that a president enjoys absolute immunity for actions taken within the scope of his exclusive constitutional powers, such as pardoning authority or foreign recognition decisions. This is to ensure that the president can perform his duties without fear of criminal prosecution, undermining his ability to act decisively and in the nation's best interest. Presumptive immunity for other official acts. For actions that fall within the outer perimeter of presidential responsibilities but are not exclusive constitutional powers, the court granted at least a presumptive immunity. This means that while the president is generally protected from the prosecution for these acts, this immunity can be challenged if the government can demonstrate that prosecuting these actions does not intrude on the executive branch's function. No immunity for unofficial acts. The ruling made it clear that unofficial acts, even if performed while in office, do not enjoin immunity. This part of the decision aligns with the previous ruling, such as Clinton versus Jones, which determined that a sitting president is not immune from civil litigation for unofficial conduct. The SCOTUS ruling is not just a personal victory for Trump, but reinforcement of the constitutional framework designed by the founding fathers to protect the executive branch from undue judicial and legislative interference. So think about this. We have presumptive immunity, something that you have to prove, and no immunity for unofficial acts. So think about that. And it has to be within the framework of the Constitution. So Trump, he said, big win for our Constitution and democracy, proud to be an American. Then he put out, today's historic decision by the Supreme Court should end all of crooked Joe Biden's witch hunts against me, including the New York hoaxes, the Manhattan scam cooked up by Soros-backed DA Alvin Bragg, racist New York Attorney General Tish James' shameless attack on the amazing business that I built, and the fake Bergdorf case. Proud to be an American. The Supreme Court totally dismantled most of the charges against me. Joe Biden should now call off his dogs. Our country should now be focused on greatness again, which means they're not going to call anything off. So as expected, the High Court instructed lower trial courts to hold specific evidentiary hearings on each anti-Trump criminal count and determine which counts, if any, related to official or unofficial acts. The Supreme Court is essentially telling the lower courts to go back and look at each citation and review which claims are official acts, which claims relate to unofficial acts. The Supreme Court ruled that presidents may not have immunity for non-official conduct. However, when the judicial review cannot differentiate, the court cannot look at motives for their decision. Trump got what he needed from the Supreme Court. So now the cases are in question. These have to be reviewed. We know that these individuals, the Biden administration and the rest, they'll most likely try something else. But again, it's with this ruling, it's going to be very, very difficult. But when you look at this, the key phrase in the ruling is the unofficial acts that are not covered by immunity. And even the presumptive immunity, but you have to prove that. But the unofficial acts, they really set the stage here. Trump needed the Supreme Court to separate the immunity for the president to go after the deep state. Think about what the former presidents have done. Was their acts official or unofficial? Spying on Trump. I would say that's unofficial. Uranium One scandal. Unofficial. Going after your political opponent. Unofficial. Piles of cash delivered to Iran. Unofficial. Open borders, bringing in illegals without vetting them. Unofficial. Selling secrets to China. Unofficial. Selling secrets to Iran. Unofficial. Private email servers to sell your secrets. Unofficial. Who's in trouble here? Oh, it's not Trump. It's Clinton, Bush, Obama, and everyone else. Swamp Drainer put this out and said, would unofficial acts include seditious conspiracy or treason? Asking for a friend. Pointing to post 4512, 6/24/2020. Has Barack Hussein Obama and Biden. And it says 18 U.S. Code, Section 2384, seditious conspiracy. 18 U.S. Code, Section 2381, treason. Yeah, that's unofficial right there. And everything they've done is unofficial. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Justice Thomas has used presidential immunity case to question the legality of the whole Trump prosecution. Benjamin Weingarten put this out and said, Justice Thomas' concurrence in Trump versus U.S. is hugely significant. He questions whether Special Counsel Jack Smith's office is constitutional. If there is no law establishing the office that the special counsel occupies, he cannot proceed with this prosecution. A private citizen cannot criminally prosecute anyone, let alone a former president. Justice Thomas, we cannot ignore the importance that the Constitution places on who creates a federal office. To guard against tyranny, the founders required that a federal office be established by law. As James Madison cautioned, if there is any point in which the separation of the legislative and executive powers ought to be maintained with greater caution, it is that which relates to officers and offices. If Congress has not reached a consensus that a particular office should exist, the executive lacks the power to create and fill an office of his own accord. So basically, Justice Thomas just launched a missile at AG Merrick Garland. It is difficult to see how the special counsel has an office established by law as required by the Constitution. And again, we bring this right back to the Constitution. The Constitution is the law of the land. Julie Kelly put this out and said, not only does this passage blow a major hole in Jack Smith's J6 indictment, but eviscerates the insurrection narrative. And this appears to be very good. And she's absolutely right. And she also said SCOTUS orders Judge Chukan to determine whether Trump's attempt to pressure VP Pence to reject or send back elector slates in contested states is covered under the president's executive, power. But you could see the deep state players, they know that things are falling apart around them. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they knew that the setup was going to be complete. The people are going to see the setup. The people are now going to see the criminal syndicate. And the people are going to see who these people are, what the criminal syndicate is, how it operates, and what they've been involved with, which means the deep state players are going to do what? They're going to try to stop Trump at every turn, just like they've been doing all along. But now, as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, their only chance is to do what? Cheat in the elections or stop the elections. And that's all they can do while bringing us to war and creating chaos. Charlie Kirk put this out and said, if President Trump is elected on November 5th, but Republicans lose the House by one seat, House Dems are already saying they will not certify the election. Remind me again which party is defending democracy. Now, I do believe what they're going to try to do is they're going to try to stop this any way they possibly can. Do I believe that the Dems are going to have a majority in the House? I don't believe that. That's why I do believe they're going to be moving towards war and chaos. And they're going to try to use that to say we're not certifying. They're going to do whatever they possibly can to try to stop this. Now, what's very interesting, I do believe now since we've seen Assange set free, now we've seen that there are documents out about Epstein. I do believe the Black Book is going to follow. Now that we see the immunity case has been now determined by the Supreme Court, this allows Trump to actually come at the deep state from all angles. And I do believe this is why Scavino put out a post on X and it just popcorn. So I do believe, are you ready for the show? Are you ready for everything to be exposed? And this reminds me of two posts. The first one is 1454, June 11, 2018. EU sanctions Iran. Leaders of EU only care about protecting flow of money, not the safety and security of their people world. Iran deal orchestrated for the sole purpose of lifting sanctions blockade to allow access of foreign businesses for individual and co-wide enrichment scam. Nothing to do with nuke cover, Hussein pallets of cash, Hussein's secret authorization to convert U.S. dollars. More coming. No mainstream media coverage. Got popcorn. So I do believe this was not an official act. This was unofficial. Post 1929, August 19, 2018. The Trilogy. Movie 1, The Start. Plot. how the intelligence apparatus, State Department and Department of Justice of the United States, in joint effort with our primary foreign allies and other covert assets, as directed by Hussein, the White House in coordination with Hillary Clinton, colluded and conspired to rig the presidential election of 2016 in an effort to install Hillary Clinton, frame POTUS projection, create emergency contingencies, installation of safeguards and firewalls to prevent exposure or continuation of presidency should counter fail to ensure operators, actors, agents of power, past and present, remain in control and use sources, covert assets of the fake news media to carry out X-frame barrage of strategic, coordinated, guided attacks designed to divide, cover, shelter, justify impeachment and removal in an effort to regain control and prevent public awareness of illegal criminal treasonous acts, movies 1 through 3, full list. Now, again, they overthrew the presidential election of 2016. Was this an official act? No, it was unofficial. Was spying an official act? Unofficial. Everything that we've been seeing has been unofficial. Movie 2 coming this fall, coming very, very soon. What do you think is going to be brought out into the open? What do you think people are going to see about Obama's and Hillary Clinton? What do you think is going to be brought out? It's going to be all the movies at once. So you got movie 1, movie 2 coming this fall. Hey, right in time for the election. And movie 3 to be determined. Is that the Trump card? I do believe so. So I do believe we're going to see all these things happen because now Trump has it settled with the Supreme Court. Biden is going to be removed. Obama, Hillary Clinton is going to be put into place. And now people can see the truth. And I do believe Trump is going to hit them over and over and over with everything that we are seeing now. This is the exposure phase. This is the great awakening. This is the people seeing the truth before the presidential election. Now, do I think other things are going to happen? Absolutely. Because remember, people are also watching how we're getting close to war. People are also watching how the economy is crashing. People are also watching the open borders, which we're going to have an event in this country. So again, they're going to be seeing it all. And I do believe the people, in the end, when they have to vote, they're going to have all the information they're going to need. And the people are going to know who the enemy truly is. And all of this is going to be used against them for the next phase, which is when Trump is elected and the people behind him and he has the military, justice will be served. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.